35, and Tim, the garden is Eden.
Stan, I'll give it to you.
I'm so excited.
Can't say Fort never loses and not making the playoffs, Stan. The Isles clinch. The Islanders clinch the third spot in the Metro Division.
What a week to be us.
It's been sports wise. I mean, the Cavs clinched the fourth seed. Like, I'm okay.
Yeah,
like,
they're a bit of pussies, but they're a little bit pussies for don't you think?
What, Stan? I don't care. We have a good shot against Orlando. I like that matchup.
All right. NBA bracket is set. We are one day away from having the NHL bracket set somewhat, right? In the East, at least. The West, I think, is a
different
story.
Oh, my. Vegas. If you're a Vegas fan, these next 2 days, phew, you got two big games coming up to get that first wild card spot. If you win both, you get it. If you don't, you play Nashville. I mean, sorry, not Nashville. You play Dallas.
That's not good. We'll recap. Rangers win the President's Trophy, clinch the Metro. They have home ice advantage throughout the entire playoffs, which means if there's a game seven, it's at the Garden. The Knicks clinch the 2 seed in the Eastern Conference. They get the winner of the Heat Sixers game tomorrow. Yankees, best record in baseball. Tim, your Mets.
Three series straight.
They're winners of 8 of their last 11, won last night thanks to an Aroldis Chapman implosion. I don't miss those.
I blame it on him and his mother. That picture going around is still to this day engraved in my head.
That still haunts me. NBA play-in day today. Pelicans, Lakers, Warriors, Kings.
The Pelicans, Lakers game, Stan. Oh my gosh, this one's gonna be nuts.
It's a tough game. It's gonna be a tough game. That's a tough game to predict. I will give our prediction for the play-in. Scottie Scheffler, for the second time in 3 years, is the winner of the Masters. Was there ever any doubt?
What's new?
What else is new? Let's dive right into it. Let's talk some hockey. We haven't talked hockey first in a while. New York Rangers, President's Trophy winners. At first, it got scary. I must say, it got scary after losing 2 straight to Philadelphia and losing to the Islanders.
The first go around.
But it doesn't matter. Rangers, best team in the league. They don't have to worry about a team having to win, a team having to lose. They control their own destiny.
You know what, though, Stan?
Won last night against Ottawa.
I'm not knocking the Rangers parade. I have nothing against them. That game against Isles Rangers game was probably the best game I watched all year on Saturday.
That was a very good game.
That game was phenomenal. If you tuned in for that, you were great goaltending, great offense. Yeah, it was. For anyone listening who tuned in, yeah, you got a great game. That was probably the best game I watched all year.
It was a very big emotional roller coaster, I must say. And
oh, my Lord. Jay-Z, how do you not score? There's an open net. How do you not score? It's right there. Just put it in. I mean, you missed wide. Just put
so
it home.
There were so many instances where I was just like, just put the puck in the net. And then Igor made some phenomenal saves. So, I mean, he's on a mission right now.
Yeah, and I will say the only concern I would have as a Ranger fan is that of recent, your 5-on-5 goal scoring has been not great.
I will say they scored 3 5-on-5 goals last night, 1 shorthanded.
There you go, 5-on-4.
I get that it was against Ottawa, but still, I mean, with how bad they've been 5-on-5.
Yeah, I mean, one against the Isles, a shorty. I just think the Rangers right now, on the power play, are the best team in the league when they're 5-on-4. It's so
absolutely
hard to stop them. And then, and you reverse that, I would say their penalty kill might be best in the league. They're aggressive. It's unbelievable.
The penalty kill has been phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. As a wise man once said, special team, special play, special players. what's up, brother? So the Rangers have to wait. We'll find out tonight who they play in the first round. It's either going to be Washington, Detroit, Pittsburgh. I believe if Washington wins, it's automatically we're playing Washington, and it's going to take
what you're
a couple
hoping.
More. I'm hoping for it, man.
You'll smoke them. Oh my gosh.
I hope we do. I hope it goes back to like the old Garden days where we would play the Capitals in a series, and when the timer would count down and it would go from 8:03 and the crowd would go 3, 2, 1, OV sucks. OV sucks. Because I hate Alex Ovechkin with a burning passion. Okay?
No, yeah.
I fucking hate him.
They're an interesting team, really. I mean, when you look at the wild card picture and how everything's gone, they have a negative 38 goal differential, which I do believe if they make the playoffs, like,
How are they in? Are they just finding ways to win games?
Yeah, and you know what? It's a combination of scrappy wins, and the teams behind them are – they needed them to lose at the right times, and they lost. I mean, when they were losing, everyone else was losing. You can say the same thing for the Isles. They're starting to heat up towards the end, and yeah, I mean, Detroit tonight, who do they have? Last game of the year.
They have Montreal.
Yeah, and then Caps beat the Flyers, they're in. So Caps lose, they're out. Detroit wins, they're in. And – you're looking at Detroit in the first round. I mean, these two options for you are just – you must be smiling ear to ear, because these are two of the worst teams in a long time, in my opinion, that would make the playoffs that would just get absolutely smoked in the first round by the Rangers. I think the only team you don't want to make is Pittsburgh. That's really
it. I do not want Pittsburgh. I want no part of Pittsburgh at all. If it's as simple as it can get, Washington wins tonight. We play Washington. I don't think that this Penguins-Islander game tomorrow is going to matter. I don't think that the – Canadian Red Wing game is really gonna matter tonight. Capitals take care of business, take down Philly. I just want to know who we're playing. You know what I mean? Like, I just want to. Yeah,
well, I'm tired of waiting. I'm not too cheery. Isles clinched third spot in the Metro, and for the second year in a row, they get Carolina in the first round. How many times we got to play these guys? I mean, this is the third time in 6 years that we have to play these guys in the first round.
At least, okay, or a round. Hang on. It's been an improvement each year, though. 2019, you got swept. Last year, you went to 6.
Maybe we'll take it. Maybe we'll take it at 7 this year. I don't know. We'll see.
Who knows? But who knows?
I just want. I want to read you off this crazy stat for the Isles. The fact that they're a playoff team is just unbelievable to me. So Rob Taub on Twitter tweeted that the playoff bound New York Islanders have 28 wins in regulation, 16 overtime / shootout losses, 23 blown third period leads, the worst penalty kill in the NHL, 105 second period goals allowed, a negative 17 goal differential, and two separate 6-game losing streaks. And somehow, by the will of God, this team...
Two head coaches.
Somehow this team clinched the third spot in the Metro. I'm as shocked as everyone else, but like I said, you get hot at the right time. I mean, that's all it is in hockey. It's really all it is.
I'm just glad that we're going to see the Creature Islander fans. The guy you sent me today, that guy's hysterical. The woman that was like, my son was conceived in the pocket lot.
It was a false pregnancy. I came back, watched them win the Stanley Cup in 80.
Islanders fans are characters.
Yeah, it's greasy. It's a greasy bunch.
Shout out Al's Ice Dog, man.
Yeah, exactly. He was loving it yesterday. My dad was loving it yesterday. I just can't believe they're in. I really can't. And now we're looking at a playoff picture right now. The teams that we know are playing against each other is first round matchup, Isles versus Carolina. They got Boston versus Tampa Bay, which, I mean, let's be honest.
If you're a Boston fan, I'd be afraid.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, you win. Yeah, you finish first in your division with 109 points. You could have 111, and you got to play the Tampa Bay Lightning in the first round. Yeah, nice little prize there for you. And then Florida-Toronto matchup. Florida-Toronto matchup, Stan.
That should be interesting.
Florida's been terrible. They haven't been great.
Florida, and I feel like, in all honesty, ever since I saw the Florida Panthers when I went down to Florida and saw them play the Bruins, I don't think they've been terrible since.
Horrible.
Is this a me thing?
No, they took their foot off the gas a little bit. I'm thinking playoff time comes around. I know they went on that run last year. They have the sort of experience now. I think they'll turn it up, but Toronto's going to be a tough opponent. I mean, Matthews is about to get 70 goals. They got two games left. Yeah. He's at, what, 68, 69?
I believe
he's pushing
so.
The boundaries there. So, yeah, that's going to be a tough matchup.
And Toronto has won every matchup against Florida this year.
Yeah, so, I mean, this could be a year of Toronto getting out easy in the first round and maybe get out of the second. I don't think so. I don't think so, but we'll see. And then flip-flop to the West, Stan. I mean, look at these teams that have clinched so far. You got Winnipeg versus Colorado. And let me tell you right now, Colorado hasn't won a single matchup against Winnipeg this year. Winnipeg just beat them 4-0, I think, two nights ago. So
It wasn't 4-0. It was 7-0.
Much worse. If you're a Winnipeg fan, this might be a sort of a dream scenario for you, because Colorado really has been horrible against you. And then you flip-flop to the other side. Edmonton LA matchup right now, who could lose that spot
for the third straight year.
Well, Edmonton. That's for right now.
They might lose it though.
They might lose it, and this is why I'm saying this is really huge for if you are a Vegas Golden Knights fan. These next few games coming up, these last two are huge for you because you could sneak into that third spot, or you could take the first wild card. Either way, you really need to keep winning games. But
they got easy opponents coming up.
Yep,
Chicago and Anaheim. Who does LA have next? They have one more game left. They're taking on Chicago.
Yeah, so I mean, two easy matchups. We'll see what happens. The West is kind of set. The East is still just, oh my God, it's coming down to the wire. All one game left. Yeah, tonight's the night, Stan. Tonight's the night. You find out.
Tonight's the night, but I will be feed her up. Feed her up, as the once great You Bet Sonny said. Feed her up. I'm loving life. I'm loving life right now.
Wait off the shoulders. I'll leave it at
that. Loving life. Playoff preview coming Thursday.
Yes.
I believe. We have to check in on that. Anyway, nonetheless, we go to the NBA. NBA, the Knicks are the 2 seed. They did it. It feels like 94. It feels like 94. The Rangers were the President's Trophy. In 1994, the Rangers were the overall 1 seed, won the President's Trophy, won the Stanley Cup. The Knicks were the 2 seed in the Eastern Conference. Both went to their respective finals. The Rangers won the Stanley Cup. The Knicks lost in the NBA Finals. Do you know what else happened in 1994 during that time, Tim?
Yeah, I'm sure it's something to do with OJ, Stan.
OJ Simpson was the top story. We fast forward to 2024. Rangers win the President's Trophy. Knicks are second in the Eastern Conference. OJ Simpson's the top headline in the news. It's coming home.
Hey,
it's coming home.
Let's not jump too far ship right now, Stan. It's taking game by game here, but yeah, no.
It's April. It's April 16th, but I'm loving life right now.
Congratulations to the Knicks. They get 50 wins. I just love looking at the standings because where the Cavs and Knicks would be in the West is so much different than the East.
But, oh my God, it'd be a complete 180.
Yeah, you take what you can get. We got some playing games tonight. Some big playing matchups.
So
Pelicans Lakers, Stan. I just want to start with that because I don't really know. I don't know how I feel about this. I kind of see the Pelicans coming out on top here. I really do. And I think we might be seeing a Lakers Warriors rematch again.
Here's the thing. I look to experience when it comes to games like this. I know Brandon Ingram hasn't really had much playoff experience. This is technically, if we're calling the play-in the playoffs, this is technically Zion Williamson's first playoff game in the NBA. And then we look at the Lakers. Tim, you got to remember, this team went to the conference finals last year.
No, I know.
This team went to the conference finals last year. They essentially bring back the same team. If anything, they got better than last year's team. I know they haven't been fortunate. They haven't been fortunate with injuries. I know Gabe Vincent's been hurt, or has he came back? I don't even know if he came back yet, but this game's so tough to call. Like it really is a tough game to call.
Yeah, you know what? And I think for me, I'm starting to get ready to watch that youth takeover. I think the Pelicans these guys have been in the league long enough, Stan. I think they've kind of got their footing. I know experience is different in the playoffs, but this is a playing game. Either way, they play another game. If you win or lose, I mean, if you win, you're in. You lose, you still play another game. So it's not, you know, life altering, but I don't know. I really see the Pelicans coming out with this one. I like their fire. I like their youth. I know Lakers have been better in their last 10, but something about the Pelicans this year, man. I love Zion Williamson of late. I don't know.
Zion's been playing great ball. I'm just so torn. Like, I don't know what it, like, this game is just so.
It's going to be a good one for sure.
Because, like, number one, like, yeah, I get it. Like, the Pelicans are the hot team. They're younger. They're faster. They're quicker. At the same time, you do not want to go against LeBron James and Anthony Davis.
Not at all. No.
How about we go to the next game and I'll come up with a decision, because I'm more than certain that this game is going to be a whooping. Golden State, Sacramento, Golden State -2. I think that the Kings have been one of the worst teams in this field since the All-Star break, and Golden State has just been playing great basketball as of late. Like, this
8-2 in their last 10. Write Steph off in the playoffs. Opinion, you really can't.
None of these teams deserve to be in. Don't get me wrong. The fact that these two are even playing in a game that has playoff implications is disgusting.
This is what angers me about the play-in, because it just makes no sense. It really makes no sense.
Do you know what's a play-in? An 82-game season.
Yeah.
That's you a play-in.
You got 82 games to make the top eight seeds. Figure it out from there. I'm so sick of them trying to get more money watching two. I get it. I get it. I know they're getting much more viewership, and they're making a lot of money off of it. But, oh, my gosh. They're just bad. I don't know.
Bad. It's bad. Yeah, Golden State minus 2.5. A prop I like. Let's see. Any props available? Let's go Draymond Green over 13.5 points and assists. I think that...
Yeah, he'll have like 10 assists, 4 points.
Yeah, that's over. That's over in my eyes. Yeah, so I'm going to go with that. Now the Laker game. Oh, God. Ah, fuck it. Give me the Lakers. Give me the Lakers.
You can't write him off. I got nothing against it. You just can't write him off. Am I the one just itching, though, for a Lakers-Warriors playing game?
I want Zion. I mean, it'd be nice. It'd be nice. But I just...
I don't know. Hey, listen. Thing is, think about this, though. Think about this, really. Because say Lakers do get in, right? And now you're looking at Warriors, Kings, say Warriors beat the Pelicans. Are the Lakers going to beat the Nuggets in the first round?
No.
So, like, no. In my head, no. Like, this play-in game matters not for now. Slightest. Yeah, this play-in game matters for now, but honestly, like, I just don't see them beating Denver at all. They lose this game, and then they hopefully win the next one, and they play the Thunder, I guess? I mean, even if they play OKC, I don't know.
I don't know. So the winner of this game gets Denver. And then let's say if New Orleans plays Golden State and they beat them, New Orleans gets OKC.
Yeah.
That's how it goes. Yeah.
This is just I wouldn't want either of those teams. I really wouldn't.
Yes. Let's go out east. The winner of this game gets the Knicks. It's the Sixers against the Heat. Sixers favored by 4.5. Total is set at 208 even. I'm going to go with the Sixers. And my thing with this is it's all Embiid. If I'm being honest, it's all Embiid.
Yeah, well, without him, they stink. So,
well, yeah. Without him, they're fucking terrible. It's just that I can't, like, really, like, put my finger on it. It's just that the Sixers are a better net rating team. I just think, these games are so hard to call because it's like, these teams are not, I wouldn't say they're not good. I mean, the Lakers were a play-in team last year and made the conference finals. But, and plus the Heat were also a play-in team and made the NBA finals. So they're really, there really isn't, like, I can't be like, oh, these teams suck.
No, but I will say the teams that suck, the Bulls and Hawks have no business to even have a shot at this. I'm sorry, they just don't. They don't
have the Bulls. The Bulls are the more inspired team.
Yeah, but even so, like, I'm so sick of these 9 and 10 teams having a legit shot at making the playoffs. What did the Hawks do this season that gave them, you know, that they earned a spot to make this playoffs? They are 36-46. They are 10 games under 500. And you're telling me that this team deserves a chance at making the playoffs? Really?
They deserve. It's disgusting. It's really just like, I don't understand. Like, I really don't.
It just makes me mad.
I know, yeah, it does. But I mean, let's all be honest here. If our teams made the play-in, we'd be doing why not us shit.
Well, duh, but it's not my team.
Yeah, exactly. Not our team. Not our team at all. All right, let's go to the Eastern Conference games that are decided. And Tim, I'm sorry I have to do this to you. Cleveland Cavaliers are a bunch of fucking pussies, if you ask me.
Oh, shut up.
Okay, here's the thing. Let's compare it from the Knicks to the Cavs. The Knicks standpoint to the Cavs standpoint. The Knicks could have easily lost that game against the Bulls and gotten a much easier opponent in Indiana. Don't get me wrong. Am I happy they won that game? Absolutely. And anybody that's upset that they won that game, you're not a fan and go fuck yourself. For the last 4 months, The Knicks have tried to show us that they can contend, and they want the toughest opponent possible. If they match up with the Heat or the Sixers, that's a pretty tougher opponent than the Indiana Pacers. The Cavs, on the other hand, threw it in because they knew they were getting home court advantage, and now you're going up against an Orlando Magic team that is a very physical team. And isn't that how you got knocked out last year against a team that was much more physical than you?
The difference is the size, Stan. They don't have 2 7-footers they can rotate down low. I'm telling you right now, Paolo's not going to be as successful against Evan Mobley as you think. And if you really think Jared Allen's going to lose boards to Mo Wagner, I mean, dude's been averaging a double-double for the past 4 months. I can't comment on this because the Isles did the same thing back in 14 when we blew a game on purpose to play Florida in the first round instead of Pittsburgh, and the Rangers had to play Florida and they lost. And I mean, the Rangers had to play Pittsburgh and they lost, and we beat Florida.
Yes.
And then we played Pittsburgh and we got fucking smoked. So I can't hate this, you know, because I've seen it happen. But I wouldn't, like, do you really want to play Indiana? I mean, they've won seven of the last ten. They've been pretty good.
We could beat Indiana. We could fucking beat Indiana. They haven't been as good.
Stan, I genuinely don't think Milwaukee beats Indiana. I don't think Milwaukee beats Indiana.
I don't think
I'm
so
sorry,
either.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so.
Giannis isn't playing the first half of the series.
How do you start the year 30-15, then you fire your head coach and hire a guy that is known for being a loser, and you don't even reach 50 wins?
They're 3-7 in their last 10. Giannis isn't supposed to start the series. I genuinely think the Pacers take the first two games and run away with this. I don't see the Bucks winning the series. I don't. They're all over the place.
I don't either. Yeah, it's a disaster in Milwaukee right now. I don't understand. I really don't understand. So I have Orlando taking down Cleveland and Indiana taking down Milwaukee. I'm sorry. I don't see Cleveland winning this series. I'm sorry. I don't.
Y'all better hope you don't see the Heat. Jimmy Butler dropping 50 every night.
I mean, here's the Miami Heat go out and injure players. So as long as the Knicks have a kneecap, everyone's kneecaps solidified, I think we're good. Let's go out west. These are the most interesting matchups I think I've ever seen. I think this is the first time we've ever seen, like, the lower seeds be favored.
Yeah, I feel really bad. I feel bad for the Timberwolves. They're going up against Phoenix. They're not winning. I'm sorry. They're not. They're not beating the Suns.
I don't know. Grant. I want to start with the Clippers-Mavericks series.
Oh, because I'm with you, Stan. The Mavericks are going on a run. I am so sorry for everyone in the West.
So
this
too.
Team is unbelievable right now. They figured it out. They figured it out.
They have. They've clearly figured it out where it's almost like it's a completely different team. I feel like Kyrie's bought in. Luka's doing his thing. They have a lot of guys that are stepping up, and they're playing really good ball. Like, this is – if you would have – like, last year when they lost on purpose just to get the draft pick, and they end up getting Derek Lively, and he's been a godsend for this team. Like, there's – it's guys you don't expect to.
Right, and this is the thing. I feel bad for Clippers fans because it's year in and year out. Like, oh, this is it. This is the year, and it's just – it's not. I'm sorry.
Literally, in February, everyone was like, hey, the Clippers are legit. And then Russell Westbrook went down. You know, Kawhi hasn't played in a while. I'm excited. I'm excited to watch the series. It's going to be like that bubble series when they went up – like, Luka hit that buzzer beater. I'm very excited for this series. And now the Timberwolves and the Suns – I mean, I guess the Suns have the star power with Durant and Booker and Beal. Grayson Allen just got a big extension, although they did just lose. I don't know if you just heard this, Tim. They just lost their associate head coach. He took the head coaching job at BYU. Speaking of BYU, we will talk about the Mark Pope deal with Kentucky as well. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to think of with this series because the underdogs or the lower seeds are favored to win the series. I'm kind of just I'll just sit back and enjoy it. I'll leave it at that.
It's going to be a fun playoffs.
Enjoy some basketball. It's going to be a great playoffs. I can't wait for it. It's the best time of the year. I always say that. Whenever like a good time of the year rolls around in sports, I always say it's the best time of year. It's just
it really is. There's so much going on.
It really is. Best time of year. All right. Moving on, let's actually talk about Mark Pope as well. Tim, what do you think of the Mark Pope hire for Kentucky? I think that because people had some very outlandish opinions, and then that press conference happened, and I think everyone in the state of Kentucky has bought all the way in.
Yeah, like I said, they just needed a new face, and but he was on the 96 Kentucky team.
Yes, he was the captain of the 96 Kentucky team.
Yeah, I think it's nice to bring in a familiar face, someone at least familiar with the program. Like I said, they're not going to miss a beat. They're just not. They're Kentucky. They're not going to miss a beat.
It's Kentucky. And they're already beefing up the schedule, too. Like, they already – it was just announced yesterday that there's going to be a home-and-home – not a home-and-home, but I think that Kentucky's going to the Garden to play St. John's. Like, this is – it's going to be – and speaking of St. John's, like, let's just – we're getting – St. John's, Kentucky at the Garden. Are you fucking kidding me? That's going to be awesome. We're getting St.
John's.
Think
St. John's got a shot?
They might. Who knows? Who knows? Also, we're getting St. John's, New Mexico. You know who coaches New Mexico?
Who?
Rick Pitino's son, Richard.
Oh, I forgot. I knew that. Oh, that game's going to be cool.
We're getting Pitino versus Pitino at the Garden.
That's going to be insane. I mean,
what more do you want? It does suck, though. It does suck, though, that we're not getting the Duke St. John's game at Arthur Ashe. That would have been so fucking cool. Oh, my God. I don't think I told you about that.
What?
There was a rumor, like, in the beginning of the season that Duke was going to play St. John's at Arthur Ashe Stadium. That's where they have the U.S. Open, the tennis U.S. Open.
Yeah.
And then it fell through.
Oh, jeez.
It fell through. I know. I was very upset. But they're actually Duke's actually participating in an in-season tournament in Vegas during Feast Week where the players get paid like a prize pool money. It's like an NIL thing. They get paid like a prize
pool money. Now they're getting paid and you're going to take away some Heisman trophies? Now we're doing this?
Unbelievable. Flag is coming. I can't wait. I watched him in the Nike Hoop Summit. I'm excited. I'm very excited. I can't wait. Speaking of assholes, Caleb Love has declared for the 2024 NBA draft while maintaining his college eligibility.
Speaking of assholes.
That man is a villain in my house. Fuck that.
Speaking of assholes, was it Cutter Gauthier who came out and said there's going to be a lot of upset faces on the other side?
I sent this to Tim the other day when that came out. And we know, like, here's the thing. Like, we know of people that are on Boston College. Who knows? Cutter Gauthier might be a great person. It might, you know, help out with the homeless. Who knows?
He's just a cocky fuck.
I stand with Philly. I stand with the people of Philly. This is rare when I do this, and you know it. I stand with the people of Philly. What a fucking prick.
I'm starting to sway my opinion towards Philly, too. I just think... Listen, these things happen. It's the new hockey lifestyle. It's these AAA rich kids that have been given everything their whole career and have been better than everyone. And you look at it, I'm not calling out Trevor Zegras, but I'm sort of calling out Trevor Zegras. I mean, you go back to 2019, him calling out. I know that was sick. I know it's for your country saying, you know, they haven't played a real team in this tournament. Yeah, I'm rooting for USA, but that's such a – come on. This is a game of class. That's a scumbag thing to say. I know you went out and win, but say they lost. And, now we're looking at it the same way Cutter did. And he's had problems in Anaheim. They've had problems the whole time with him. Yeah, look at Zegras. He hasn't been able to re-sign a contract. So I don't know. A lot of scumbags coming out of that USA program.
I hate to sound like old man yells at cloud, but like there's so many eyes on you. Like you just put a target on your back with that.
And they lost.
And they were the overwhelming favorite, might I add.
Yeah, let's. Whoever's in net for Denver, let me look up this kid's name. Oh my God.
I saw that save. That was ridiculous.
What a tournament for him. I mean, we didn't really talk much Frozen Four, but for anyone wondering, Denver beat BC in the championship.
I just saw a BYU coach contract.
How much?
7 years, $30 million.
That's crazy.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Matt Davis. Oh my gosh, Matt Davis. What a tournament. What do you win 10 straight games?
Someone, do you know the Yachty video that everyone keeps on getting cropped into?
Yeah.
Someone made Tom Thibodeau like doing that.
Walking out.
Yeah. Tom Thibodeau has seen this viral video. Mitchell Robinson showed it to him, and he said that he thinks Mitch made it. To which Mitchell Robinson said that when he showed Tibbs the video, Tibbs was like, "That's fucked up."
I mean, it's New York.
Me and Tibbs have had a love-hate relationship, and I am I'm glad that I'm on the side of love with Tom Thibodeau right now. The moment someone gets hurt, however, it's over. Okay. Before you get to Denver making that, the goalie making that save, last wild card spot, Washington can clinch with a win in any fashion. Detroit clinches with a win and a Washington loss. Pittsburgh is eliminated if Detroit or Washington wins. Philadelphia can clinch with a regulation win and no more points for Detroit and Pittsburgh.
Listen, tonight's a big night for you, Stan. You might be done waiting to see who you're playing.
Yeah, we might find out who we might be playing. I think it should be Washington.
Yeah, I think so too. Honestly, at this point, Stan, it would be sort of a collapse if it's not.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Anyway, what were you saying about that Denver goalie?
No, I'm just saying, I mean, he put on a show, and I don't think he was signed. Like, I don't think he had a contract in the NHL before this, like draft rights either. But my, oh my, did he have a tournament. And I, like I said, shout out Denver, because they were well underdogs. And I think we're seeing the same thing we're seeing now sort of in college basketball and college hockey. It's just, well, I guess it was always in college hockey, but you can't beat grown man strength. I mean, these are just older, bigger kids, a lot of freshmen on BC. You go back last year, that Quinnipiac team had a ton of seniors.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, age plays a huge factor in hockey, and they're just getting outworked.
Quinnipiac almost beat Boston College, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, they had a lot of returners, too. A lot of guys coming back same year, so it's college hockey's back. College hockey's back, baby.
Yeah, I was entertained. I was entertained, to say the least. Moving on from hockey.
Oh, Stan, yeah, listen to this. Wait, listen to this. His last five games played, Matt Davis, the goalie for Denver.
Okay.
Four goals allowed, 153 saves, 975 save percentage. That's what I'm saying. I mean, he went on a complete tear in this tournament. So shout out to him.
God damn. All right. Moving on from basketball, hockey. We'll have our hockey preview tomorrow on Thursday, hopefully. Baseball. Yankees. First losing streak of the season. To be honest, if you were to tell me on April 16th that we have our first losing streak of the season, I would not have believed you.
I'll take it.
I honestly will take it. I will gladly take it. Right now, what I'm worried about with the Yankees is their infield, because I'll say it. I seriously think Anthony Rizzo is fucking CTE. Like, this guy's fucking, he can't catch the ball.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen some plays where he's just struggling in the field. And I think you're right. I think it do comes down to last year and just letting him continue to play with these concussions. It's going to have long-lasting effects. I mean, he played for 3 months with severe concussion issues, and they just let it go.
They just let it happen. Yeah, exactly. I mean, they've been hitting the ball well, except for Rizzo, but Labor's making some inexcusable errors. I mean, Volpe's the shining spot of that infield. He hasn't really been as great in the field either. He kind of let a game-winning double play. He got the force out on a should have been game-winning double play. Couldn't get the transfer, which ended up leading to runs. And then Glaber making that play to tie the game. Like, that wasn't a hard hit ball. You got to make that play. And some of the throws that Cabrera is making at third, they're not good. Like, the infield's not good. The defensively, hitting-wise, I mean, Volpe's hitting the shit out of the ball. Cabrera's having a career year at the plate. They just got a field.
Yeah. That's all it comes down to. Yeah, I think they lead the league in errors. Or no, there's one team that has, like, I saw this stat. It was, like, halfway through the year.
I think it's the A's.
I think it may be the A's, too. They had, like, 14 errors in the first six games.
Yeah, that I saw that MLB error leaders, team error leaders. leaders 2024. I don't see the team errors because this is like, oh, here we go. Oh, this goes in ascending order. It's actually Boston.
Yeah, I mean, it was one of the two. I'm not shocked.
Yeah, Boston averages an error per game. The Yankees are right. The Yankees are actually tied with Oakland with errors per game.
Averaging an error per game in the majors is just, figure it out, please.
Figure it out. In the major leagues. Figure it out. There's, other than that, I mean, I'm not complaining. You're, what are you, 12 and, what are they, 12 and 5 now? 12 and 5.
Yeah, I mean.
You're one game, you're leading all the entire major leagues by one game. There's really, I'm like trying to like find something to complain about other than the errors, but there isn't really. I got nothing.
No, there isn't anything to complain about. You're living pretty right now, and honestly, Stan, I can almost say the same thing for me in Queens. What the hell is going on with the Mets? Oh my God!
They look good. They look good.
Yeah, and really I was good. Wrong. I'll be the first to admit it. I was so wrong about Brett Beatty. I was so wrong about Brett Beatty. I take back everything I said. This man can hit. He can field. He's doing everything right at third. I'm loving him at the plate. He's shortened his swing, and you know what he got? He sort of got rid of that hitch, and it's really working out for him. He's putting balls in gaps. He's just getting on base.
Yeah, he looks
And Pete Alonso,
really
does he lead
good.
The league in home runs?
I believe Type so. Of league.
He's got six. And the shock that everyone's shocked about, not even Mets fans alone.
Tyler O'Neill. Leads the league in home runs. Pete Alonso. Oh, this is American League. Sorry. Pete Alonso is...
He's got six.
He's got six, so he's one behind.
There you go. But, again, like I'm about to say, the huge shock that everyone, even me and you, and Nadia, just around the whole MLB, how the hell do the Mets have the best ERA in the National League? I don't... Didn't expect that. It really didn't.
Is it
Quintana? I don't know.
And this He's is been good, but not... And the Yankees. I could say the same thing about the Yankees too. Like the Yankees pitching staff hasn't been terrible. I know Luis Gil had a pitching stat line that has not been had ever. Did you see that? Did you see his line?
What was it?
Oh my God! It was so bad. Luis Gil. Last night, 5 innings, 3 hits, 3 runs, 3 earned runs, but they were earned. 7 walks, 6 strikeouts. That is the first among more than 1.1. That is the first time a pitcher has gotten a line like that out of ever.
Just ever. In general?
No pitcher.
Baseball's
has
been
ever
around
had a
since 1918.
Since 1901.
Oh, my Lord.
More than 1.1. There have been 1.1 million different pitching lines in Major League Baseball. That was the first time a pitcher has ever done anything like that.
That's absurd.
Yeah. 7 walks and 6 strikeouts.
You want to talk
insane.
About absurd, Stan? Jose Buto. How does two
Jose
games pitched?
Jose Buto.
0.75 ERA with 15 strikeouts. He had 9 last night.
He's got a place to stay, man.
This is, I don't know, I'm so confused about this Mets team. Whatever, keep winning.
If you just keep winning those series, you know, keep taking 2 out of 3, 3 out of 4, 3 of 3, 4 of 4, you're destined. I mean, there's no way that...
And you know what, Stan, we've got to even mention it yet, Spencer Strider's out the whole season.
Spencer Strider's out
for
the year.
That is a huge blow to Atlanta. A huge blow.
Bust it wide open. Because, but that rotation, now who's your ace in that rotation? Sale? You're asking Sale to do a lot coming off of injury. Max Fried hasn't really been the same.
Could Atlanta sort of fizzle out of here? I mean, Acuña hasn't started the year like everyone wanted him to?
We could look like fucking idiots saying that, but...
Well, I mean, I know, I'm 16 games in, and I'm telling they're going to fizzle out in 162-game season, but...
Yeah, but I'm really I'm liking with the way the Yankees have done. Speaking of the Yankees, we'd be remiss not to mention this. The great John Sterling has announced his retirement. This is sad. Like, I hate to sound like sappy and like emotional, But that man has been the voice of my – like him and Michael Kay have been the voice of my childhood for Yankee baseball for my entire, for my 21 years of life. And to hear someone different regularly, I can't even talk. It's going to take something to get used to. It's going to take something to get used to. They're going to honor John Sterling with a ceremony on Saturday. And – everything's fine with him, thank God. There's no health concern, really. He's just – he's 85 years old. He's tired. Wants to go home.
You know what, Stan, though? I mean, look what happened in the Isles. They got Brendan Burke after Howie stepped down.
Yes.
They shout out him. Did you see him? He paid homage to John Sterling.
I heard about it. I didn't hear it, but I did hear about it.
He was like, Islanders goal! Like, and then he had, like, this whole post-game about it. He said it was – John Sterling was the reason he got into the color commentating. And so he said he'd be remiss if he didn't at least shout him out once. Stan, I did see, which would kill me, but I did see a few reports, not saying he would, but there was a little speculation maybe that he would somewhat take over and do some Yankee games. I don't think it's true.
I don't think that's true either.
He did, but like I said, he's a huge Sterling fan, so maybe you might be hearing Burke on the in some radio calls in a little bit.
Who knows? Yeah, I also saw Wayne Randazzo, who does play-by. He used to be with the Mets, I think. He used to do something with the Mets, right? Randazzo. Now he's doing play-by-play for the Angels. Trout hit a home run last night. He did the whole.
How many solo shots does he have now?
I don't know, but Randazzo did the whole high far and gone thing, and it sucks. It sucks that he's gone.
Think he gets his face in the monument. In the Monument Hall over there in the center field.
Oh yeah, he's getting the plaque. They're dumb if they don't give him a plaque.
I mean, look how long. Least. I mean, I forgot to mention this. Shout out Doc Gooden, but look how long it took the Mets to do that. I mean, he finally retired his number.
His speech was so awesome. It literally was just him saying "fuck you, Will Pons" in the most respectable way possible.
It's the best. I mean, everyone hates them. Even Zach Wheeler still to this day has like something against them for not offering him money.
Yeah, fuck the Wilpons. It just feels weird that Sterling's gone. He's retiring so unexpectedly in the middle of the season. I feel like if he retired in the off season, like there'd be closure.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Well, didn't Vin Scully? Didn't he retire? Oh no, start of the year. Didn't he call like one last?
He had like a last run, but he only called Dodger home games. But then they didn't fit it. They finished the season on the road, but it was in San Francisco. So it was like, all right.
There you go.
Go to San Francisco.
Hey, Stan, there's an opening now. I'm just saying. There's an opening now.
I think they already filled that position.
Maybe send him a tape or something. Talk to
Shackle and Emmanuel Barbari, the voice of Siena Saints basketball.
Why don't you go give Flaherty a call? See if they'll fill you in for a game or two.
Maybe. We'll see. We need to get him on at one point. Talk some ball with Flaherty. Talk about how him and Randy Johnson couldn't stand each other. Anyway.
I'm going to have to bring up that video of What's-His-Face's arm falling off and him running to the mound.
He was in that video?
He was the catcher.
He was the catcher?
I'm pretty sure he was the catcher.
I did not know that.
Yeah, there you go. The more you know.
Look around the league real quick. I know we're 15 games in. Everyone in the AL East is above 500.
Shock.
Kansas City Royals. Yeah. The Kansas City Royals, I would say I'm surprised, but I'm not. Solely based on the fact that everyone was like, don't sleep on this team. And now here they are.
Yeah, 11-6.
Half game out of first place. AL West off to a slow start. Very slow.
What is wrong with the Houston Astros? What the hell is wrong with them?
It's the pitching. I think it's the pitching. You know, Valdez is hurt. They're relying on Christian Javier. I mean, Ronel Blanco isn't really a type. JP France at the same time, too. But, yeah, a lot of elbow injuries going around. I know Verlander's getting a rehab assignment coming up, but it's not looking good if you're a Houston Astros fan. 6-12, not good. Not good. Look at the National League. The Pirates, I feel like they do this every year. Start off
every
hot.
Every year.
Die down. I feel like this happens every year. We already talked NL East. Padres within one game of the Dodgers.
That'll slowly start to creep away.
Yeah, that'll creep away. Although the Dodgers did lose to the Nationals last night.
Now we're talking about the NL West. I mean, what the hell are you doing, Rockies, having your pitcher pinch run and break his arm, slide? What the hell are you thinking? What are you thinking?
That might be the stupidest call I think I've ever seen in my life.
Just breaks his arm. Completely breaks his arm.
Breaks his arm. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say about that. I don't.
I can't.
Unbelievable.
I can't even. Can't even describe.
Yeah.
God, I'm trying to find anything. Everyone's doing their like top five favorite John Sterling calls. It's gonna be so weird hearing someone of the Yankees hit a home run and not hear like.
I know.
Like,
but think about it. It could be you.
Stop building that up, man.
Come on, give me the home run call.
There's so many good ones. Like, the Didi Gregorius one is something that'll stay in my mind forever. Yes, indeedy. This is the dawning of the age of Gregorius.
The dawning of the age of Gregorius.
That was... When I first heard that, I was like, holy shit, this man's a genius. Let's see. Labor Day is always a big one. Grandy Man Cam is big. Text message from Mark Teixeira. A-bomb from A-Rod. Thriller by Godzilla. The Giambino.
Oh.
The Giambino was a good one. Guardy Part. Like, there's so many. There's so many. I could go on for like 15 more minutes and talk about John Sterling home run calls. But
Stan, I got to interrupt. My head is so hyped up. I'm about to send you a picture that you just sent me. My dad is so hyped up with these Isles playoffs.
Oh, God. Let's see what Isles Ice Dog has to say.
I just sent you what he sent me. Fear the beard.
Fear the beard.
And Paul Mary.
Paul Mary.
I've been seeing so many memes on Twitter where just like Jake Allen is like, I don't speak Italian. It's like Paul Mary scoring in front of the net.
I can't. I hope I see your dad like on those like videos one day.
I have one. Oh my gosh, I have one. Let me send it to you. I can't believe I don't know if I ever sent this to you.
No.
Wait, there's one of him. Like some Red Wings fan was doing an interview, like not an interview, but they were like showing how rowdy the Isles fans get. And
he's in it.
You're like screaming in the background. He's like pops his face in. The guy's like, "See what I mean?"
Oh my
Hold
god!
Up. I got to pull this up. You keep going. I'll try and pull
what
it up.
What year is this?
This is out of the archives.
Oh shit! Like VHS?
No, not VHS. But like this is we're at the Collie in this. Hold on.
I see you with there your monster hat that you had on.
I think it's literally just my dad at the game.
There's no way. I can't wait to see this now.
Oh, no. You know what? This is that's like 14. Because I just saw the jersey that I know like one of the kids in the videos. Oh, my God. Will this send? I wish my Wi-Fi was better.
Oh, my God.
But it's so funny. It's my dad and some like guy wearing like a Zetterberg jersey doing an interview outside the Coliseum.
We might post this. if we can't get this on here right now.
I have to.
Once we get it,
I think
will
it's just
post.
About to send.
Oh God! This is
come on. Say delivered.
Right, moving on. Yeah. Moving on to what I saw. What I saw is here we go. Oh my God! All right, by what I saw is this. This is insane. There he is.
Look at him screaming.
Yeah.
It's classic. It's classic Isles Ice Dogs.
That's fucking it.
That was before. And you know what that was? I'm 90% sure that was before a playoff game against Pittsburgh.
What's he doing?
I haven't seen him wear that
jersey
in years.
What's he doing?
The guy there? I have no idea.
Yeah, what the fuck is he doing in a Red Wings jersey?
I think he was trying to figure out, like, get a sense of how rowdy the Isles fans get. Because, like, Stan, I know you don't know, but Isles fans know that like, the Coliseum parking lot used to be insane. Like, they would fill trucks up with, like, tarps and water. There'd be, like, pools and people's, like, pickup trucks, like, people throwing beers all around. Like, it was insane. And so, like, when you walk around, like, opposing teams, they'd walk from the Marriott Hotel, which is across the street, into the Coliseum. And all you do is you wait up by that fence and scream at him. You guys fucking suck. Like, you suck. Walking across. And then you're walking in the Coliseum. You got my dad screaming like that. My brother in his, like, orange afro. I mean, yeah, no, it was a fun time in the Coliseum. People smoking cigarettes all the way up top.
Unbelievable. I mean, I've told my Giants season ticket stories. Those are, like,
just as bad. Oh, if not worse. I mean, there's 100,000 people in those stadiums.
The Deshaun Jackson game. Oh my God.
I went to the prison.
the prison, the fucking, like, so that year, the Giants, I think they still have a deal with Pepsi, but at the time, like, the big thing that Pepsi was selling was Pepsi Max. And I guess it was like, I don't know. You don't even know, like, what the fuck
it's
it
like
was.
It's like the Nitro the Pepsi. Was. I don't even know what it is. It's
yeah, whatever. When the Giants would lose, they would give you free cans of Pepsi Max. And people would fucking, I
when
swear to God.
I, why would they give them when
they
lose?
When they lost. It's the weirdest marketing strategy I think I've ever heard in my life. When the Giants would lose during the 2011-2012 season, or 2011 season.
Consolation prizes of Pepsi Max getting thrown at, like, Eli Manning walking off the field.
The Deshaun Jackson game, there were fucking cans of Pepsi Max fucking flying everywhere. People are fucking chucking them in the air. Like, fuck Matt Dodge. Like, it was a fucking war zone. A war zone. Of course, like, 8-year-old me is like, whoa. Like,
what the hell's going on?
What the fuck? Even... Yeah.
What was the worst one I experienced? Or, like,
the worst one I experienced, this is funny. My first Ranger game ever. I was in third grade. The Rangers were playing the Hurricanes. I found the game on YouTube, actually, and you will never guess who sang the national anthem that game.
Oh.
Uncle Junior from The Sopranos.
What? What? I would have, Stan, in a million years, that would have never been my Uncle Junior. They wheel him out there to go.
No, he was like walking. Ladies and gentlemen, Dominic Kennedy say. I was like, what the fuck? I'm like watching it back on YouTube. I'm like, Corrado?
I remember going
Corrado
to the college.
Soprano?
I must have been like in sixth grade, and we're sitting all up top, and there's this dude in front of me, shit faced. It's like his whole row. This boys, and he spills this beer on this little girl sitting next to her dad in front, and instead of apologizing, whatever, he starts chirping or something, I don't know. So the dad turns around and flips the guy's jersey over his head, starts suckering him, and me and my dad and my brother just stand up, and I'm sitting there, like, there's a huge, like, entire, it seems like an entire row's fighting, and it's like an old Islanders game stand, there's like nobody there, so it's just like the upper bowl that's packed. So this dude's getting his ass kicked by this dad, like, kicking, pull his shirt over his head. He's grabbing the other dude's shirt, like, and I'm just sitting there in, like, sixth grade, leaning over, cheering. I'm like, get his ass! Get that guy! Kick his ass! My dad's pulling me back. It was so funny.
But anyway, we're walking out, and mind you, I'm, like, 8 years old in New York City. I'm with my mom. We drove, like, we paid for parking. We had to drive through Times Square. Like, it was a shit show. And I remember she's, like, holding my hand, and this guy is, like, walking, stumbling, shit-faced drunk. And he's coming in between me and my mom. Like, he's, like, walking between me and my mom. This poor guy, my mother, obviously she's got to protect her kid.
Yeah.
She, like, lets go of my hand and kind of, like, shoves me out of the way so we could, like, make way for this drunk guy. And I guess, like, we screwed him or whatever. He fucking face plants right into, like, a brick wall. And my mom just goes, don't look! Keep walking!
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, it was a fucking...
I've had so many of those at Yankee Stadium. I went to a Yankee-A's game, mind you.
Is this it?
Yeah, when the guy was screaming, he's like, throwing popcorn at him. And me, you, and Pete were there. And
yeah,
Pete's
like Aiden... Here's what happened. You bought like Cracker Jacks, right?
And I just gave them to the dude behind me. I was like, yeah, I don't want these anymore. Like
this annoying drunk kid behind us. I guess, like, did you just, like, give it to him so we could just shut the fuck up?
Yeah, because he was like, kept asking for Cracker Jacks, and I was like, listen, dude, like, I don't even want these anymore. Like, you just take them. Like, just stop asking for Cracker Jacks, whatever. And then he took them. And he started throwing them, like, all in the stands.
Yeah.
And we're in right field, so, like, we're in, like, judges' chambers, like. Yeah, like, and I'm the only one wearing any A's gear, like, at all. I'm the only guy there. And
because you bet on them.
Yeah. And this dude turns around and he's like telling the security guard that like I'm the one throwing popcorn at him. And now the security guard's coming.
I think that no, the security guard assumed, because then the guy was like, no, wait, it's that guy.
No, he was only saying that because I remember this vividly. He was pointing at me and he said it was me. And then the security guard was telling me, and then all you guys were saying it was, and everyone behind me was saying it wasn't. And then the only time he didn't say it wasn't me is when Pete stood up. He was like, I'm going to fucking kill that guy. And the guy looked at us, and he turned around, and I remember, because Pete stayed on the stairs, and he, this dude, I mean, he was bald. And Pete's like, I'm going to get your shiny head. We're going to kick your ass over the eighth. And I remember this vividly. The guy immediately apologized. He was like telling the security guard whatever. And then he got up before the game ended, and he left. We didn't even see him finish the game.
Yeah,
he left early. Because Pete was threatening this dude. I mean, it was Pete, me, you, Aiden. The kids behind us were saying the same thing, too.
I remember, because that kid was fucking annoying. And I was like, that kid needs to get what he deserved. I literally was like, that was not us. That was him. Like,
yeah. And then, whatever, the security guard just didn't care. He was like, all right, I'm not even taking any of you out. He's like, it's the eight.
I remember what he said. He's like, I don't give a shit who did anything. If anyone does anything, you're out. And I was like, all right, fine.
We were just like, whatever. He's like, it's the A thing. Like, just give it a rest. So, whatever. We weren't doing anything. But Pete, shout out Pete Murray. This guy was going ballistic on him. And then I started saying stuff. Like, he was like, I'm going to fucking kill you. Like, yeah, you better. Yeah, that guy, Baldy up there. Like, yeah, turn around. Look at me. And the guy just left. Oh, like, he got up and left. He was so scared. I mean, he was nervous as hell.
I thought I got in trouble because I had two tall boys of Michelob Ultra, and the Yankees took the lead, and I stood up, and I did the Stone Cold Steve Austin.
It was a good game. I mean, for how bad the A's are, what, the Yankees took the lead in the seventh, the late seventh, the eighth? Like, I mean, it was a good game.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a good game.
All right. Moving on, what I saw real quick. There's a new podcast out with Pablo Torre and Worldwide. You know Worldwide Rob? You know that guy? He's the guy in NBA Twitter that
Yes, that guy. Yes. Okay. I don't know why I was thinking of the guy who works for Barstool and like lives in Korea.
No.
Wonton.
It's Wonton Don. Along with that was Jason Concepcion. So there is the story that when LeBron James was a free agent, the first go around, the Knicks had a video of him, and apparently it was Sopranos themed. It turns out that video was like 10 minutes long, and it's – I swear to God, the video got leaked. Like the first like 30, 40 seconds of the video got leaked. It's Edie Falco, James Gandolfini. He was still alive then, playing Carmela and Tony Soprano. Just listen. Here. Just listen to this.
For a franchise that desperately press play on a video. And it starts like this.
Yeah. Tony, I'm so glad we moved to New York. Life is so much better now. Just go find a place for your friend LeBron to live. Something classy on the east side.
Was you big enough? You need to take a lot of people in New York.
Very expensive.
Oh, that's not going to be a problem. Try to find something magnificent. Something there's nothing in the world like it. One of a kind, like he is.
Well, here's a place. It says it gets really loud there. Take a look.
It's MSG.
Yep.
Jay-Z.
And it says City of Winners in Nikon.
Dude, and that, people say, like, he's not our generation's, like, I don't know, like, he is the Wayne Gretzky, this guy completely shaped everything. And as much as, and Stan, I know you're not a LeBron GOAT fan, although it might be turning the tides a little bit.
I've somewhat seen the light. I'm not like, oh my God, my glorious king.
But I will say you do have to stop and appreciate at some point how good this guy is. I mean, he is. I'm not saying you. I'm saying just in general. People, like, there's not going to be much longer LeBron. The fact that this dude's 39, averaging 27 points a game, like, I mean, he's unbelievable.
My next one I saw is the WNBA. Caitlin Clark drafted
number one
in the Indiana Fever. The Chicago Sky's got themselves a Twin Towers offense of Angel Reese and Camilla Cardoso.
Indiana Fever, Stan. All I'm saying is look out Melissa Smith, Caitlin Clark next year doing some damage.
Aaliyah Boston.
You know what is the crazy thing for me is she was making more money at Iowa. Like, I just wish. I wish they could at least pay a little bit. I know, obviously, they're going to make more money now because I will be watching Caitlin Clark play in the WNBA for sure. And
there is no doubt in my mind.
All these old heads hating on her just makes me love her even more. Like, it feels like sort of like a LeBron kind of coming in. Because remember when LeBron came in, Carlos Boozer was saying, he was like, yeah, he's not going to make us better. Yeah. We don't need him. Like, and now Caitlin Clark's coming in, they're saying the same thing. Yeah, they're saying the same thing. Like, I'm rooting for her. I really hope she shows out.
Yeah. You're what I saw, Tim.
Frank the Tank was at the last game of the regular season for the Devils Isles game. And his video after was just so funny. He's like, this has to be go down as one of the worst seasons in Devils history. He's like, Jack Hughes gets hurt. He gets hurt again. And he's just chirping. He's saying, like, Alexander Holtz needs a new home. Alexander Holtz is like 20 years old. He's like a rookie. And he's like, if no sex here by the next year, like, I'm going to have a heart. Like, he better not be here. Like, no sex like 22. I mean, he's just writing all these young guys off because he wants to see his team win. I love Frank. I love him so much.
I fucking love Frank.
And then that. He said the same best, thing, too. He did the Mets one the with best, Buddha. You say, he's like, maybe.
Yeah, he hated Buddha. Jose Buddha.
He's like, maybe he I like Jose him. Butthole. Maybe I like him. Yeah. He's flaring on me a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, the best Frank video that came out this year had to be him getting yelled at by the Devil fans. Because they
relax.
He started chanting "Fire Lindy," and then the fans started chanting back "Shut up, Frank." And he was like, "You shut up. If you want me to shut up, then you like losing."
I mean, he's not wrong.
You like losing then. Like, yeah. I love that how Dave was just up. I love how like Whitney and Kirkman were like. I mean, like if you're paying like season tickets, like right next to this guy, you bring your kid to a game and you just hear this guy yelling, and Dave is just like. You're going to learn about the world someday. Why not now?
you got to get introduced to it early. And now that we're talking about, I mean, little tidbit on the Devils. Holy fuck, how disappointing were they? Jesus Christ.
That's a shame. Anyway, it's a real shame. Oh my God, we forgot to talk about Scotty.
And we brought it. Stan, everyone knew this motherfucker was going to win. Are you kidding me? He's number one in the world in ball striking. The only thing that probably could have held him back was his putting, and his putting was phenomenal. If you, in your right mind, thought anyone else was going to, like, realistically thought anyone else was going to win, like, you really got to rewatch golf. Because, like, we all knew he was going to win. We all just didn't want him to win. Because I didn't want to see it again. I'm sick of seeing him win.
Yeah.
Is he the new Tiger? I saw Pete Murray come out with a tweet saying this might be the new Tiger Woods.
What did he say? I saw his tweet, and let's see.
Because Pete was saying,
I'm the OG Scheffler.
He is. I mean, he was all in the Scheffler trade early.
He's not wrong that we haven't seen dominance like this since Tiger Woods. Like, I will say, like, the shots that he was putting on the green were fucking ridiculous. I'm excited. I'm excited to see what Scotty Scheffler
as a fellow Schefflian, I agree. The start of something great.
As a fellow Schefflian. Oh, that's awesome.
Thank you, Schmidt.
Are we Schefflians?
We might have to be. I mean, just because of Peter Murray.
Oh, yeah. One last one I saw. The Visit. Get locked and loaded. All I gotta say, get locked and loaded. It's the visit. It's happening.
That's all I got to say.
And then wait until the transfer.
Yeah.
All I got to say.
The portal's open, Stan.
Exciting times. The portal breaks for nobody, I must say.
I'm loving these memes, though, of, like, kids transferring from, like, all these D3. I've seen so many of these D3 kids come out memes, like, I just want to thank everyone in this transfer portal. Like, they're all like transferring, and like all the comments are like transfer portal waits for no one. Like, it's taking everyone, like even the D3 kids.
Literally, it breaks for no one. It breaks for no one. All right, that's gonna wrap it up. Be sure to follow us on Instagram, X, and TikTok. Be sure to like this video. Actually, there's been some malfunctions with YouTube. I don't know if this is going on YouTube. I'm gonna try to figure that out. But we've been so busy with school and all that shit lately. I think it just might be audio only, but we'll see what happens. But nonetheless, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube, like our videos on YouTube, leave comments on the YouTube. Be sure to follow us and rate us on Spotify.
5 stars?
5 stars only. And we will see you guys on Thursday for our hockey preview. It feels like 94, baby. It feels like 94. All right.
All right.
Peace out, guys.